This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
First, our top story, the construction of the Red Line extension has cleared another major hurdle. WBBM's Bernie Tafoya has the story.
Some funding for the CTA Red Line extension comes 10 days before President-elect Donald Trump takes office. Federal and local officials have put their signatures on a funding agreement that nearly $2 billion will be allocated to the CTA to construct the extension from 95th Street to 130th Street, something politicians have been promising for more than 50 years. Senator Dick Durbin.
You never know about change. Might be good. Maybe it won't. Who knows? You just don't know. That's why we're meeting today. We want to make sure that whatever the change may be, the red line will finally be finished at 130th Street.
CTA President Dorval Carter says that no matter who is in the White House, there's never been a time when the federal government did not abide by a funding agreement like the one just signed. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Kosher and halal options may soon be available at public facilities in Illinois.
The goal is to ensure that individuals with religious dietary needs have access to meals that align with their faith, able to eat in public schools, prisons, and state hospitals. Muslim and Jewish organizations helped draft the bill.
If we can get stuff done together, we're going to do that.
Rabbi Shlomo Soroka is Director of Government Affairs at Agudat Israel of America.
There's a lot of overlap in terms of the accommodations and the needs that our respective communities have.
Advocacy for SB 457 started more than 2 years ago, and as tensions overseas have inflamed communities in Illinois and beyond, coming together about food is something that has joined them together, even after a gubernatorial veto of a previous version of the bill.
I get it. There's a lot of emotion involved. But that doesn't mean that we can't have productive relationships and work together to get things done that benefit everybody.
It now awaits the governor's approval. Sarah Herrera, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Well, the influenza season in Chicago has taken a tragic turn.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The city's health department reports today that two children under the age of two have died after coming down with cases of the flu. There were no pediatric flu deaths in Chicago last year. Doctors say seasonal flu shots are recommended annually for everyone 6 months and older. As Bally's builds its new and permanent casino along the Chicago River, officials say the temporary gaming operation at the old Medina Temple is falling a little short of expectations.
Jill Jaworski, Chicago's chief financial officer, says Bally's temporary Northside Casino has attracted 1.7 million visitors, the second highest of any casino, and there are 600 new permanent jobs. And she says the city has received $67 million in new revenue.
Despite the revenues, we did not meet the original projections that we had.
Jaworski told a city council committee there are few amenities and parking's a problem.
The time that is spent in the casino is about half of the time that's spent in some of the other casinos in the state that are full casinos. And again, that goes to the point that I said earlier about the lack of amenities.
She says things will be different when the full permanent casino is in operation, probably in late 2026. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A hospital director in northern Gaza hasn't been seen since he was taken by the Israeli military. Now, Chicago doctors are calling on American and local health institutions to step in.
Chicago area doctors gathered at a press conference downtown at the Islamic Center building to demand support from American healthcare organizations as Gaza's hospital infrastructure nears collapse. Dr. Peter Sporn with the Jewish Voice for Peace Health Advisory Council says the latest destruction by the Israeli military needs to be condemned.
The destruction of Kamal Adwan Hospital and imprisonment of many of its staff, including Dr. Hussam Abu Safia, are just the latest high-profile examples of Israel's deliberate strategy to crush the healthcare system in Gaza.
Israel said the hospital was being used as a base by Hamas. Mallory Vorbroker, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
This just into WBBM. Illinois State Police are asking for your help after a deadly incident on the Edens on Tuesday morning. Troopers responded to a crash on westbound I-94 near Lake Avenue. That's where they found the driver of a Toyota RAV4 bleeding out from a hole in his neck. There was also a hole on the driver's side of the windshield. The 35-year-old man later died. Investigators are still trying to figure out what happened. State police are hoping to hear from anyone who saw the crash or has dash cam footage they can share. Firefighter injured this morning while responding to a fire on the city's southwest side. It broke out about 8 a.m. at a warehouse in the 5700 block of South Kedzie. One firefighter was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Still unclear what caused that fire. A humanitarian from Australia has invented a way to help protect people who are experiencing homelessness, and he's brought it here to Chicago.
Tony Clark is the inventor of the Backpack Bed for Homeless. He says it's a portable shelter that people experiencing homelessness can easily carry with them.
It's waterproof, it's fire retardant, and the mattress that comes built in to every backpack bed is also fire retardant and also mildew resistant, but it also has a silver insulation on the base. So you can literally sleep on a block of ice, and instead of feeling the cold, you will actually feel warmth come back into your body.
Each backpack costs $124 to make, and Clark hopes to raise more than $200,000 to provide more than 1,600 of them to people in Chicago experiencing homelessness. You can find more information or donate by visiting this website, goodnightchicago.org. Again, that's goodnightchicago.org. Jim Gutis, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The hot suburban real estate rental market has hit a new milestone with the sale of an apartment complex in Evanston.
Last week, we told you how the suburbs are the second hottest rental market in the country, with Evanston leading the way. Now, Hines, a developer from Houston, has paid $148 million for a 10-year-old complex at Emerson and Maple. The two buildings have 352 units, an indoor basketball court, and an outdoor pool. The Tribune quotes a real estate expert as saying this is the first suburban apartment property to sell north of $140 million. The prior record was in 2022 in Palatine. Another developer has proposed a mixed-use property just down the street from E2 in Evanston that would have 358 units and retail. Nancy Hardy, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Time for sports. 670 The Score's Mark Grody. Happy belated birthday, Mark. Welcome back.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It would have been nice if I'd heard from you yesterday, but that's cool.
You did. Check your text.
Okay. Yes, you did.
That's what happens when you turn 80. I understand.
The Bears have officially, Lisa, interviewed five candidates for the open head coaching job. They are Giants offensive coordinator Mike Kafka, also a Northwestern guy, Arizona OC Drew Petzing, Miami defensive coordinator Anthony Weaver, former Tennessee head coach Mike Vrabel, and Seattle Super Bowl winner Pete Carroll. Tomorrow is Detroit offensive coordinator Ben Johnson.
Johnson's the hottest name in this coaching cycle after leading the Lions offense to three straight top five finishes. This year's Lions led the NFC in yards, passing yards, rushing touchdowns, and total points, with Detroit actually scoring 254 more points than the disjointed Bears did. That's 15 points a game. Johnson rose through the ranks at Boston College and with the Dolphins before joining the Lions in 2019. Most interesting to the Bears might be the way he worked with quarterback Jared Goff to create the Lions juggernaut. Shortly after Johnson was named offensive coordinator, he and Goff spent 3 days together breaking down schemes they liked and didn't like. That got Goff back to the Pro Bowl twice and has Bears brass and fans dreaming about what Johnson might do with Caleb Williams. Rick Gregg, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Bears are also expected to interview Lions defensive coordinator Aaron Glenn over the weekend. College football, Notre Dame is in the national title game and will need an opponent, which will be the winner of today's Ohio State-Texas game, which gets going at 6:30. A bit of baseball in the middle of it all. The Cubs have reportedly agreed to a deal with veteran right-handed pitcher Colin Ray. Looks to be a one-year, $5 million contract. Bulls and Blackhawks both have games tonight. With sports at 16:46, I'm 670. The Score's Mark Grody on News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A downstate insurance company getting some criticism for pulling most of its business out of fire-ravaged California.
State Farm stopped making new fire insurance policies in California back in 2023. Last year, the Bloomington-based company decided not to renew 72,000 policies in the state. It cited financial pressures from increased wildfires, along with outdated insurance regulations in California. State Farm is among several insurance companies that pulled out of California. WMBD in Peoria says State Farm, in a statement, claims its number one priority is the safety of its customers. Cisco Cotto, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
From home insurance to health insurance now, more than 23.6 million people are enrolled for insurance under the Affordable Care Act, including a record number here in Illinois.
As of January 4th, close to 450,000 people in Illinois were enrolled in plans under the ACA. That's according to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. People have until January 15th to enroll for coverage that will start February 1st. In Indiana, close to 352,000 people signed up, and in Wisconsin, more than 306,000 enrolled. Open enrollment began on November 1st, and currently there are tax credits that help lower the cost of some of the plans. But with Republicans now in charge at the federal level, it's unclear what will happen with those tax credits or the ACA itself. Mai Martinez, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.